Well-known for-profit health insurers are getting the bulk of new customers from federal health reform, but co-ops are shaking up some markets. A co-op in Maine locked up 80% of the online marketplace. A New York co-op has more than 50,000 policyholders. And in southeastern Wisconsin, Common Ground Co-op surpassed its goal of 10,000 members in January. Bob DeVita is president.
After 2 months of healthcare.gov not working, there was this surge, and thousands of people came, sometimes in one day, to us. And we've just been staggered by that volume.
DeVita is cautious and not claiming success just yet. He says they still have to meet member expectations. The founding president of the National Alliance of State Health Co-ops is John Morrison. He calls co-ops game changers that offer competitive rates and could possibly alter healthcare delivery in the future.
Never have 23 new health insurance companies entered the market at the same time and suddenly picked up significant market share. This is really historic.
But not all co-ops across the country are thriving.
Because they're in a state where the exchange is not working very well or not working at all, or because they set their prices in the first year too high.
Morrison says more than 300,000 Americans signed up for co-op health coverage in 23 states. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.